Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suspected Islamist militants in central Mali have attacked a hotel used by UN staff, killing at least six people, including a UN staff member, and taking others' guest hostages. Malian officials are saying that two extremists were also killed in the attack and seven suspected militants were detained. Islamist militants remain active in northern and central Mali despite the presence of UN peacekeepers. Taliban claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at an Afghan police academy in Kabul Friday. Police report the attack killed at least 27, wounded more than 25 others. The attack came just hours after a huge truck bomb blew up near an army compound in Kabul, killing at least 15. No one has claimed responsibility for that truck bombing. The U.S. federal court has convicted a former Russian tank commander for leading a failed attack on U.S. and Afghan forces in Khost Province in 2009. Eric Hamadulin faces life in prison when he's sentenced in November. U.S. forces captured him hiding in a battlefield after he and a group of Taliban and Haqqani network fighters fired rockets into a military camp, then attempted to shoot down U.S. helicopters. Their rocket launchers malfunctioned. The White House is saying it's disappointed but not surprised that one of the top Democrats in the U.S. Senate came out against the pending nuclear deal with Iran. Spokesperson said Friday that Senator Chuck Schumer has had differences with President Obama dating back to 2003 when he voted against the war in Iraq. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council Friday unanimously adopted a resolution to identify those who've used chlorine and other toxic chemical attacks in Syria. We get more now from VOA's Margaret Bashir at the UN.
The resolution sets up a team of experts to determine who perpetrated, organized, or sponsored attacks using chlorine and other toxic weapons. Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, known as the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has only been authorized to determine chemicals were used, but not by whom. In 2013, Syria agreed to declare and have international monitors destroy its chemical weapons stockpile. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the OPCW Director General now have 20 days to give the Security Council recommendations for assembling the team. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
A small group of migrants protested near the Eurotunnel site on Friday, asking the authorities to open the border with the United Kingdom for a better life condition in their camps. Later on Friday night, some migrants continued their attempts to reach the Eurotunnel by walking on the tracks in hopes that they would jump on trains headed for the UK.
We are not animals!
We are not animals!
We are not animals!
We are not animals!
Many migrants believe the UK wholeheartedly welcomes newcomers and that living standards there are the best in Europe. It is a notion the British government is trying to dispel. Here in the U.S., Colorado movie theater gunman James Holmes will spend the rest of his life in prison after a jury failed to agree on the death penalty Friday. George Brockler was the prosecutor in the case.
And while I am disappointed at the outcome, I am not disappointed with this system, and I'm not disappointed with this process. I thought death, I still think death is justice for what that guy did.
Holmes opened fire on a theater, killing 12 people and wounding 70. U.S. Defense Department officials are saying the hack into the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff email network has all the hallmarks of a state-sponsored attack. It occurred around July the 25th, causing a shutdown that is still ongoing. Some U.S. media, including NBC and the Daily Beast, are reporting the hackers who penetrated the email network are based in Russia. News outlets quoted unnamed Pentagon officials. However, a Pentagon official close to the situation told VOA Friday, "We don't know who did it." Typhoon Sotolor made landfall today. It happened in the early hours on Taiwan, battering that island. Fierce winds, torrential rains are coming down. 8-year-old girl and her mother already have been the first casualties as they were swept out to sea.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Hello, my friend, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and on this edition of the program, you've come to a big birthday party as four of the living legends of jazz celebrate birthdays in the month of August, and we'll pitch a party for them. Summertime birthdays for Jack DeJohnette, born on the 9th of August in 1942. Pat Metheny, the great guitarist, born the 12th of August, 1954. And celebrating birthdays on the 25th of August, guitarist Pat Martino, born in 1944, and Wayne Shorter, born in 1933. We'll hear from those gentlemen, their words, and their music on this edition of Jazz America. But let's begin with a celebration of the season, summertime, in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, maybe if you're in New Zealand or Australia or Patagonia down in Argentina or South Africa, you're enjoying cooler weather. Well, here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's steamy, hot summertime. So I thought to celebrate, celebrate when it's hot and sticky like it is right now. It may be the inappropriate word, but we'll celebrate summertime with one of the greatest versions of that classic song written by the Gershwin Brothers. It is Miles Davis from his 1958 release Porgy and Bess. In fact, this song was recorded on August the 4th in 1958. Here's Miles Davis with help from Cannonball Adderley, Paul Chambers, Jimmy Cobb, Gil Evans, and the late Gunther Schuller on the flugelhorn. He just passed away. So let's celebrate summer with Summertime. Miles Davis beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
notion of light in the eyes of eternity. Neither round nor square in the eyes of eternity. The blessed love and soul. Beautiful, soulful love.
Just clouds passing by.
There you have some brand new music made entirely by female jazz artists, led by Grammy award-winning drummer, multi-instrumentalist, composer, and producer Terry Lynn Carrington. From her brand new album, The Mosaic Project, Love and Soul, that's a song entitled Come Sunday, featuring vocalist Natalie Cole, just one of many vocalists, and guest female instrumentalists who joined with her on this project. I'll be giving you more of that in the future here on VOA's Jazz America, Terry Lynn Carrington. Well, there was one man involved in that, and that was the voice of the actor Billy D. Williams, who is doing the spoken word part in the beginning of that song. So they didn't shut all the men out of the studio during that session. Well, one of the men that's been invited into the session many times by many different people and led many sessions himself too is NEA jazz master, drummer, pianist, composer, band leader, and award winner Jack DeJohnette. We're going to hear one of the finest trios he has ever put together with his fellow August birthday boy Pat Metheny on guitar and the legendary Herbie Hancock on the keyboards, with a cut from the Parallel Realities album entitled Jack In. It's Jack DeJohnette joining us right now here on VOA's Jazz America as he celebrates his birthday on the 9th of August. He was born in 1942. Happy 73rd birthday, Mr. DeJohnette.
Great to see you, sir. Thank you for taking some time.
Oh, my pleasure.
Congratulations on becoming an NEA jazz master. I guess that's the first thing I'll ask you. You got a big smile on your face. Come on, you know, you put a lot of time in, a lot of work in, and this is one of the rewards.
Well, it was really great. I mean, I was really surprised when I received it, and really, really, really appreciative of the honor. And, you know, it's the highest, considered the highest jazz honor for a jazz musician in this country. So it's very inspiring. Very inspiring, and nice to be recognized for doing something that I loved with such a passion, you know, that it warrants, this acknowledgement.
Yeah, and so many of the people that have become NEA jazz masters have been leaders and educators and quite often arrangers and composers, maybe not always just great players. Mm-hmm. All those many facets, and you have a lot of those different hats that you wear. I think that's probably a factor in why you were chosen as an NEA jazz master, the many facets of your abilities, wouldn't you say?
Well, I guess so. I mean, I just been blessed with being able to do the kind of be in musical situations that been in the right place at the right time and played the right things at the mm-hmm. right time, and one thing has led to another, and I've always had this drive to put myself in situations that would challenge me and stimulate me and help me feed my creative voice, and in the process, help inspire others.
Thank you.
Finest trios you're probably ever going to hear. Jack DeJohnette on drums, Herbie Hancock on keyboards, and Pat Metheny on the guitar. Jack N, the name of the song from Parallel Realities. Mr. NEA Jazzmaster, Jack DeJohnette's release from a few years ago. Now, here's one of the finest quintets you're ever probably going to hear. Thad Jones on the flugelhorn, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Duke Pearson on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. Yes, sir, that's my baby on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. What a quintet led by Thad Jones and Pepper Adams with Yes Sir, That's My Baby, recorded in 1966. Well, we're going to hear another awesome quintet recorded about a decade before that to respond to a request that I've received. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. That's JazzAmerica, the two words written as one word, @ VOANEWS.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And I'm pleased to make note of the fact that our president, Barack Obama, visited Africa recently, including the wonderful nation of Ethiopia. And from Ethiopia comes this message. Hi, my name is Barack Getachew, and I would like to listen to a track from John Coltrane's Lush Life album, if I'm not troubling you. Well, you are not troubling me, Barack, and I love that name, and I love your request, too. So let's get right to it. And what a story is the story of the album Lush Life by John Coltrane. Now, the story is that it was released on the album Prestige, and it was assembled from unissued recordings from separate sessions that were done in 1957 and 1958. And then John Coltrane decided he didn't want to record for Prestige anymore. And even though he did not totally approve of these songs coming out on the album Lush Life, they're wonderful recordings. So forget about the business and let's get down to the art. The song is I Hear a Rhapsody and What a Quintet. John Coltrane on the tenor sax, with Donald Byrd on trumpet, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on the bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on the drums on VOA's Jazz America.
I never went home again.
From an emerging vocalist. Her name is Sharonay Wade, from her album Offering, the music of Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson. That's a song entitled Home is Where the Hatred Is. Gil Scott-Heron, known as a very socially conscious writer and vocalist, and Sharonay Wade doing his music and bringing songs from the past to life for the 21st century. And she did that with the help of some very talented solo artists in their own right. On the vibes, Stefan Harris on the guitar, the award-winning guitarist Dave Stryker, and others. This is Russ Davis, and speaking of award-winning guitarists, let's spend some time with the birthday boy, Pat Metheny, turning 61 years old on the 12th of August. One of those August birthdays we're celebrating on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. I've enjoyed a number of conversations with Pat over the years, and we always get down to business with some very serious conversation. Like this conversation I enjoyed with him, talking about the essence of great music.
It's that thing where it's universal and at the same time it's specific to the instruments and the techniques, and at the same time it's regional, and at the same time it's of its time, and at the same time it's timeless. It sort of functions on every level, and the best jazz kind of has the capacity to do that because it's so in the moment,
mm-hmm.
that it's kind of like that thing of, like, if you can get a snapshot of a moment in time, you can, like, find the origin of the universe in it somehow. And sort of like jazz, when it's played well by people who really have the capacity to sort of conjure up those larger kinds of poetic images, I think can be a mechanism to sort of just view the past and the future in a way that you don't get in a lot of other art forms. Although I think it's something that, you know, I always resist a little bit this mythology, you know, jazz is America's only true contribution to the world, and,
please,
you know, and, you know, jazz, you know, this, that, and jazz, this, that. I mean, I kind of hate to go into that zone as enthusiastic as I am about jazz, because I feel like, you know, what we're really talking about is human beings addressing whatever thing they're addressing with a certain kind of commitment that allows them to manifest their energy of that commitment into this sort of nebulous, ether-like substance that is the grease that keeps humanity moving and keeps it's something like what love is, you know, it's this sort of X factor material that you can't really put your finger on, that sort of reminds us of what happens when you die and where you were before you were born. It's like all this stuff that I've even thought sometimes it's almost like a mistake, like the creator of all this, like, music got in there. It was like, that wasn't supposed to get in there. That maybe that'll, then if they can hear that, then they'll know that there's this other stuff going on. It's like, okay, I messed that one up. Over here, I won't let that one get out, because then, you know.
You're speaking for the creator here, I think. I don't know, man. Well, Pat Metheny certainly created some of the great music of the 20th and 21st century in improvised music and jazz. Let's hear his version of one of the great songs of all time, the song made famous by an artist we heard from earlier, John Coltrane. Here's Giant Steps, Pat Metheny on guitar with Larry Grenadier and Bill Stewart from the album Trio 99-2000 on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you.
This is Dr. Billy Taylor, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
late, great Dr. Billy Taylor from his album, It's a Matter of Pride, with Stanley Turrentine joining him on saxophone. More of our birthday boys of the month of August next hour. Stay tuned.